This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Time's getting short. We know that. Too much holiday stuff, not enough days left. So, you know, you do what you gotta do. The heck with the company's bottom line. The HR consulting firm Robert Half says about half of employees figure they are going to spend some time shopping online at work this year. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino, it seems, among them.
Yeah, we'll get to that in 1 second. Just gotta finish off this one last gift purchase. Expires 11/21. Shipped billing address. And 1 6-quart cast iron Dutch oven coming my way. Here at Marketplace, online shopping on the job is probably frowned upon. Sorry, guys. But at some workplaces, the rules are more black and white.
It's 100% not allowed to use the computers for anything other than work-related purposes.
Andrew works at a government office. We're changing his name to protect him. And he says at first he followed the rules and kept his shopping outside of work. But it just wasn't realistic. He lives in a rural town in Northern California. The nearest Target is 2.5 hours away. So he buys a lot online, especially this time of year.
Still don't abuse the policy, but if there's downtime where you can just hop on for a few minutes, see if there's any deals or anything that you need to snatch up right now.
Like that robot vacuum he got a killer deal on this year. He says he spends probably 15 minutes a day shopping, but that time can really add up, according to a survey of professional workers from productivity software company Zapier.
You know, you see in all segments, all groups, that people are more likely to shop at work than not.
Zapier CEO Wade Foster says it found the majority of workers plan to spend 8 work hours shopping online between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. An entire workday lost to vacuum reviews and coupon hunting.
It can lead our mind to become a bit more overstimulated. And it's that overstimulation that's the greatest enemy of focus these days.
Chris Bailey is the author of Hyperfocus and the Productivity Project and says online shopping can be pretty distracting, but it's not all bad.
Online shopping can be a curious equation. It definitely saves us time, and it may provide us with a bit more energy because we get that quick hit, that productivity feeling.
Having uncompleted tasks hanging over us, like, say, buying presents, can nag at our attention and reduce productivity. So he says spending those few minutes shopping online can not only save us an hours-long trip to the mall, it can save brain power, too.
I didn't think I'd be such an advocate for online shopping, but we do have to be worried. We have to be careful with this attention component of it.
He suggests completing a work task first and then rewarding yourself with a limited amount of online shopping. But you might not want to do it out in the open, says business consultant Alexandra Levitt.
The default is that everyone's going to feel guilty about doing anything personal during business hours because that's how our culture is.
Even as, she says, the line between our work and personal lives is becoming more blurred.
So you may be doing things during work hours that are personal, and likewise, you're probably doing work things during your personal hours.
She says a slowdown at work around the holidays is inevitable, not just because of shopping, but vacations, family parties, school functions, and too much eggnog.
I think that's not the end of the world, and I think just to have an open dialogue sometimes about the fact that this is taking place and that people shouldn't feel like, as a boss, you're looking over their shoulder, or God forbid, the company's monitoring what sites you're going to.
Rather, employers should clearly communicate realistic expectations for what really needs to get done this time of year and not sweat the occasional Dutch oven distraction. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.